This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and that was Sam Bellua with Naughty. And joining me in the studio is a very naughty friend of mine. Now, as I said, Robbie, unfortunately, is not going to be here today, but we've got an awesome replacement that wasn't even going to be a replacement. It was actually coming in for the whole show and joining us as a special co-host, so it's pretty awesome. It's the fabulous Anna Piper Scott. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. You've been running yourself ragged. You're getting ready for Fringe. Everything's been going on.
Yeah, and I'm running so ragged that I almost missed this. I was stuck in traffic before getting here.
That seems to be a nightmare that we always have whenever we get everyone in early. Like, traffic just seems to drive
just
us all a little crazy.
In the Melbourne rain.
You know, well, the rain is what has thrown me so much today. Like, yesterday was beautiful. So beautiful that I drove down to Daylesford and had a scone. I was so happy. I got in the car. Yes, it's an hour and a half drive. I could have just made scones at home. They were good scones, though. Okay. But you know when you're just like, I've got time to... I had to go and have a meeting. But I was like, I've got time to do this. I can make it happen. And hop in the car and do a nice big drive. The sun was shining. Everything was beautiful. I didn't realise today was going to be so miserable. Yeah. I'm like, ah, okay. It's raining. Got to deal with it. Yep. I'm not a huge fan of the rain currently.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was the same thing. I was just kind of like, today's a nice day. I'm going to go have a meeting with one of my comedy friends, Ree Down, who...
Oh, yay.
She fantastically just sped me down here. I think we probably ran over a child at some point while going so fast, but she's dedicated to the cause.
We like it. Well, you know, getting people in early on time is always good.
Yeah. So, it's been a lovely, lovely time getting here, but I'm here and I can relax finally.
And now we can take a breath. We can take it easy. We can chill. Well, if you've got any good tips for how Anna and I can take it easy now and ease in to your hump day, why don't you hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We're going to keep the fun going. We've got you for the whole show, so it's
I'm
a whole lot of yay.
So excited.
And we're about to start talking about She-Hulk. So all of you geeks, if you know what we're talking about already, and if you don't, just stay tuned because quite frankly, I'm outraged at men and I've had enough of it. You're on Mad Wednesdays.
Welcome to my world.
Every single day. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Anna and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Anna and Dean, and we're diving into geekiness. I know it's early, but this is a very serious topic for the two of us, isn't it?
I'm so excited that you brought this up.
Yeah. I was excited when I saw it on your Facebook feed last night. I'm not going to lie. Those that know me know I'm obsessed with Marvel comics. I love me some Marvel comics.
I am diehard Marvel. I have been since I was a very small child.
Same. My introduction to Marvel was the X-Men.
I got in for the Fantastic Four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other show. We could spend 3 hours just talking about that. But it was announced this week that...
D23.
At D23, that Disney and Marvel are making a series of She-Hulk, which I could not be more excited for.
I'm so excited for it.
So for those that don't know, She-Hulk is the cousin of the Hulk.
Yeah, Jennifer Walters.
And has been around for 40 years?
Since 1980 was the first issue. Okay, I did my research for this.
All right, well, I'm unprepared. Well, no, did I do my maths right? Yes. No, 30 years. Oh, well. I was close. Has been around for quite a while.
It's 2019. Longer than 30 years.
Maths is not my strong suit.
The 80s aren't 30 years ago.
You looked at my face and I was like, I'm trying to think of what these numbers are. No, it's a
Wednesday.
We all want
to pretend the 80s were 30 years ago, but they're not.
I'm an artist. I did not do well at maths methods, okay? Even though I did it because it was the only thing that was going to bring up my grades when I was doing VCE. Anyway. Back to the point. You know how I love to tangent. So it was announced that they're making a TV series of She-Hulk, which is very exciting. And for those that don't know, She-Hulk is the cousin of the Hulk that is a lawyer, is amazing, and was gunned down or something in the street, and then Bruce Banner gave her a blood transfusion to save her life, and because he is the Hulk, she became She-Hulk.
Yes.
Which means she has the strength of the Hulk, but the brains of Jennifer Walters.
Yeah, so this is the great thing about She-Hulk is she never had the thing that Bruce Banner had of
being ragey.
a rage monster, not in control of their emotions and stuff like that. Like any good woman, she's in control of her emotions.
Exactly, not
and maintains her intelligence.
I never really thought about it that way. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's really obvious now that you've said it.
Yeah.
And is a brilliant character, absolutely brilliant character. So when it was announced that the TV show was happening, I saw a couple of people posting about men are being crybabies about She-Hulk and da-da-da-da. And I was just like, oh, we always see those posts. Like, it's just one or two fools on the internet. Who are we kidding? And then last night you posted up a part of a massive thread of all these different posts of guys on Twitter complaining because now She-Hulk is a woman.
Yeah, they've just been like, what's next? Spider-Woman?
Who already exists.
Yeah.
You've had Thor Woman, who's amazing, by the way.
Yeah, and then someone's like, oh, we're going to have like the female Black Panther. It'll be
we've already black, had that too.
Black Woman. I'm like, I don't think you've done the right match. Black Woman is the name of the superhero that came up.
Black Woman. I know. It's crazy. But it's so, I always think this is a few people, but after seeing all those posts, I'm like, it's just so insane that everyone's so nuts. Because what makes Jennifer Walters so amazing, one of the best series, in fact, the only comic book series I've ever bought, both in print and also bought digitally so I can look at it whenever I want in my life, is the Dan Slott She-Hulk series that came out about 10, 15 years ago.
Trusting your maths again.
It's like, all right, my maths is terrible, but it's basically like Ally McBeal in the Marvel Universe. It's kooky and crazy with lore, and it shows Jen using her brains and using her brawn, and it's fantastic.
But it's also like these weird like side effects of like superhero world. So kind of like, what are the legal ramifications of someone blowing up a city and saving people?
It's so great.
And what if you save someone and like in saving them you break their back or something like that? Are you liable?
Are you liable? It was so much fun. And how awesome would that be as a series?
Yeah.
I think it would be so much fun to watch. But the internet did what it does and we were stuck in a world of crybaby men.
Yeah.
Screaming and complaining because I couldn't believe how many people were complaining. I mean, I'm a cisgendered gay male, so I don't try to do the not all men thing. But I was looking at this and just going, what is wrong with men?
Yeah, just maybe all men sometimes.
Yeah, maybe it is all men sometimes, or at least 99% of them. And it's just insane.
I think what's really frustrating about it is these are all the men who are going to try and tell you that they're the real nerds, you know? And it's like, well, no, you're not the real nerds because this character's you can't get angry about this.
They're people who watch the movies of the Marvel Universe. And don't get me wrong, I love them. The Marvel movies are great.
Yeah.
But they're not the history that I've been experienced through my entire life.
It's just like, oh, you can't have, you know, like a female this and female that. It's like, well, you can because we've had it for 40 years.
For so long, and it does so well.
You can't just suddenly get mad about it now
and
pretend it's this new social justice warrior movement. It's not. It's been happening since the 70s.
It's been going on for a really long time, and it's been done amazingly well. She-Hulk is going to be so good. My best friend is most excited because there's going to be a Moon Knight series finally.
Yeah,
He's been waiting for that a lot.
Real weird character.
Moon Knight is this insane character, has had schizophrenia, not had schizophrenia, worshipped a god, been a god. There's been so many different alliterations that I'm so excited to see what comes from it.
Yeah.
That's why I like...
It's like a supernatural Batman.
It's so much. And that's why I like with these comic book stories being turned into TV series instead of just being movies, because they can be done in so much more of a creative way. And for all the men complaining, there's just one thing I want to say to you. Jessica Jones is the best thing to come out of the partnership of Marvel and Netflix.
Yeah.
Not Daredevil, not Luke Jones, not Punisher, Jessica Jones. The most amazing series with a female protagonist, brilliantly acted, brilliantly written.
So one of the best villains.
You're so good. And you know what? You need to calm down, men. Men just need to calm down.
Yes.
And I'll just keep on saying it. So more She-Hulk, more female characters, more of it is what
I'm really excited for WandaVision. Have you heard about that one?
I saw that as well. I'm curious to see how it's going to go.
So my understanding from what they've put out and the concept art and stuff like that is Scarlet Witch, and this is going to be spoilers for Infinity War and Endgame, so sorry about this.
It's been out long enough. You should know by now.
Yeah, I think anyone who cares already about knows. Scarlet Witch and Vision has already been across this. But anyway, she's in grief over the Vision
Lost
dying,
Vision.
That she ends up using her magic powers to create a parallel universe or find a parallel universe where he's still alive. And the whole thing is in this kind of vibe of like a Pleasantville, Leave It to Beaver type, kind of like 50s sitcom.
Okay, I'm really excited for it. So I try to avoid spoilers. It was hard to do this weekend. Like, you can see the concept art and you can see the poster, but I try to avoid any spoilers until it's right there in front of my face.
But just, I like them because they're all so weird. Like, Moon Knight's a weird character, like we just talked about.
Runaways is a great series. WandaVision sounds great.
And then She-Hulk in the comics as well. Like, not only is she this, like, good wife type lawyer dealing with superhero stuff, she's also, in some of the later ones, she becomes self-aware and becomes aware that she's a fictional character in a comic book universe.
It's so much fun.
And it gets to these real weird points when those things interact. So it's just kind of like Deadpool meets The Good Wife.
It could be great.
The Hulk. And like there was a
That's a good description.
Yeah. And there's a great moment in some of the comics where she ends up using past issues of the comic book as evidence in the court case.
It's fantastic. It's so worth it. So for everyone complaining, stop it. Comics are awesome. They have a long history. Female characters have been around for ages. Let them be.
Yes.
Let them be. Oh, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Anna and Dean. And we're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Anna and Dean. And I've just seen some very hilarious news where a Melbourne bride-to-be has shared her horror after discovering that the $21 wedding gown she ordered online had an X-rated flaw. It was basically lace, so it was basically see-through.
An X-rated flaw.
Yeah, well, that's how what she's saying about it.
Right.
But I love that she saw a wedding dress for $65,000 and wanted to save a bit of money, so found a version that was an imitation of the dress for $21.
I think $21 is a very cheap amount to spend on a wedding.
On a dress.
On
any, like, if I would, that's what I paid for tracksuit pants. So I think, good on you for being thrifty. Yeah. But then to discover that the entire dress is actually see-through, it's hardly a shock because it's just a little bit of lace. It's quite funny when you think about it, that who puts that much planning into it?
I mean, honestly, that dress, looking at it, this lace concoction, and it just looks like she's wearing a doily. I mean,
it is. It's a lace dress, so it's just a massive doily.
Just buy another dress for $20 to put underneath it.
And you'd
like
be laughing.
Like a slip or whatever. Slip
and you'd be sorted.
You still only spent $40 on a wedding dress.
I just love, could you imagine, because when you look at weddings and think people spend way too much money on everything.
Yes.
But to think you've saved that money on a $21 wedding dress, you'd be pretty happy with yourself.
Yeah.
But should you really be shocked that it hasn't come when you ordered online the way in which you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm spending that much money on any, I would arrange it back up.
How much do you reckon you'd spend on a wedding dress?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm in a lesbian relationship, so we have to budget for two dresses.
Yeah. Okay, I was like, it's legal, yeah. You can't use that excuse anymore, is what I was going to say.
No, it's just kind of like, well, you know, my partner, she wants us when we get married to wear a suit and kind of like rock a bit of the mask vibe, which
I'm very here for that.
Whereas, you know, being trans, I'm kind of like done with masculinity. I wasted 30 years of my life on it. Don't really need to spend any more time doing that now.
Yeah. You've done it enough.
Yeah, I kind of want something, you know, a bit showstuffy, to be honest.
You could get... Yeah, well, you don't want to wear a suit. I was going to say you could get a fancy suit made, but you raise a really interesting point, which is always...
I like one with a cape. That's what I like.
Nice.
Cape over the shoulders.
I'm very here for that. You need to have the bit of the flair. But you raise a really interesting point, which is you have to have a backup outfit prepared.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't... until you said it, I'm like, is that something that people actually do?
Yeah.
Because I'm just a guy in a suit, so...
I'm telling you, if I go out on like a Saturday night for just kind of like seeing friends... I have a backup outfit.
Oh, you already prepare yourself a backup.
You know, just kind of like, I know kind of what I want to wear, but just kind of like something goes wrong, you know, like maybe I accidentally spill a bit of makeup on the front of the dress or something like that, you know, whatever. I've got.
Have you always had a backup? Have you got a backup right now? No, you don't have a backup right now, surely.
Not for right now, but before I'm going out.
Yeah. You're trying to look good.
Or, you know, just even like I'll put on the dress and be like, my makeup doesn't go with this outfit I've planned. I need to change the outfit, you know? I'm going to have a backup prepared before I leave the house.
You don't know this about me, but I have a floor drobe. So that would be really difficult for me because I wouldn't be able to just bring one thing. So I'd have like a giant sack with me at all times just for changing clothes options.
I don't see anything wrong with that. You could be like a fabulous fashion Santa Claus just handing out your outfits to people who've come in and are underdressed.
I know people would like to wear many of the things. I reckon I would make it a little bit easier and I would just have a whole bunch of wrestling suits because they're light. They look good on me.
I think that's a great thing.
You can get
for
them
a
in a variety of different. I've just gone into carrying around. But a wrestling suit. Oh my God, a wrestling suit wedding. My mum would not be okay with it, but it would be a whole lot of fun.
I'm sure your mum would look fabulous in a wrestling suit.
I used to have this dream when I was a very young child that I wanted, if I got married, I wanted there to be a pool in the middle of the reception. So a pool and a dance floor so that people could just be in their bathers and go from dancing to jumping in the pool. And I didn't really factor in that people might not be feeling as confident in their bodies as they might need to make that work as I've got older.
Yeah, I'll just sit at the side drinking Sam's champagne.
Could you imagine my mother? I'm imagining my mother at that just being so angry. It's like, you know, bathers going, this is not a wedding.
But if you've come in a wrestling suit...
Oh, a whole new world.
That's something you can take into the pool very easily.
Well, it's so true. If anyone knows anything about me, I love wearing my wrestling suits. They're so comfortable. That it's like you understand what it means to be a sausage, the inside of a sausage.
Well, that's why I'm not keen on it. Because this is a very constructed look that I'm wearing. There's a bit of padding happening, a lot of shapewear.
You put the work
everything
in.
Into place.
Yeah, so there's no reason to take it all the way.
So, I mean, I just describe it to people who are just kind of like, because I've had friends be like, oh, you should get into burlesque. Well, you don't want me to do burlesque because me getting undressed is like cutting the string off a pork roast. Like, everything just unravels.
That's a very specific visual now that I have in my head, and I thank you very much for it.
I am a wordsmith, I've been called. Whilst we're on weddings, though, mm-hmm. This has been like my favorite YouTube obsession recently, is watching...
Is it wedding fails?
No, it's the exact opposite. It's proposal videos of queer couples where they propose accidentally at the same time.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, like there's a few of them going around and you just be like, it'll be like this one girl in the couple and she's been like, hey, pops out the thing and she's like, no, you can't, stop. And she thinks she's getting rejected.
Oh my God!
But she's like, you can't propose to me because I've got this and I was going to propose to you tomorrow. And they're both like... flipping rings out.
Are you
at each
serious?
Other. It will make you cry.
I need to watch this.
That so many happy tears.
I would
tears.
Get so emotional. I mean, I'm going to die alone. I don't have a partner. It's never going to happen. But for other people, this makes me happy. And I love that idea of, oh, I was going to do it for you. And does that mean you have to double plan? Have you saved yourself some trouble?
Yeah.
I'm very here for it.
Just they know exactly what they're doing. They're clearly so in sync as a couple that they've picked pretty much
sync.
The same moment to propose to each other.
I'm very here for that. And you know what? Let's put the call out to our listeners. If you have been proposed to, or what's the craziest proposal you've ever seen or craziest proposal you've thought of ever doing?
I'd love some advice, actually, because me and my partner, we keep talking about getting married, but neither of us knows who can propose to the other one.
Well, shouldn't that be the surprise? So two of my mates, they kept telling me how they're talking about getting married. They're probably going to do it. They don't really want everyone to know. They don't want to make a big deal. One of them's been married before. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, all right, well, just, you know, we can always just do a casual party or whatever. And they went hard. Like, and then they just showed up at my house with champagne and went, oh, so we did it. And I went, what, you got married? They go, no, we got engaged. They just did it while having kebabs just down the road. Yeah. And went, oh, sweet and easy. And also, I've got wedding on the brain because my ex, who I shouldn't say that with such animation, the last ex I had, which was also from 15 years ago, is getting married shortly. And he and his partner have waited for so long to do it. And they had his fiance had his Bucks party on the weekend in Sydney. And my social media was blowing up and I thought it was absolutely amazing. He dressed as Mario and everyone else dressed as Luigi. And I mean, you've got like 40 different guys. Some of them had shaved mustaches on. One of his close friends was Yoshi. Another one was Bowser. And a female friend of his was the princess. And that is, to me, the perfect Bucks in any way, shape or form. That everyone just put that work in and planned it all perfectly makes me so happy.
I mean, that brings up another question for me because that's the other thing that me and my partner need to figure out. We've got so many of the same friends. I'm like, are we meant to have two hens nights?
All right, so that we need advice, people. This is what's going on now. It's going to become the advice show for matrimony.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been together for so long, but we started dating before I transitioned. So we both don't know the rules. For being in a same-sex couple. We planned everything for a heterosexual future and I ruined that and I apologise.
I am so here for this on so many levels now. So it's time for us to dive in and find out all about it. Have you got wedding tips? Have you got Bucks or hens tips? What's the best way to propose? How should it not be done? Hit us up 0427JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Anna and Dean.
A former food delivery rider for a food delivery service would be happy to return to work if the company paid him a proper wage. Jeremy Ryan is taking a food delivery giant to court, accusing it of paying him less than half the minimum wage. Mr. Ryan was paid just $9 per delivery, or $10.50 per hour, well below the Australian minimum wage of $19.49 per hour. Winter bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland have set the scene for what is expected to be a challenging and prolonged fire season across Australia. Fire agencies are bracing for an active 2019-2020 fire season. This follows an unusually warm and dry year so far. Conditions, particularly in Australia's east, were being driven by an increased average temperature as well as decline in rainfall. And to sports news, Nick Kyrgios has accused the ATP of being corrupt in a sensational aftermath to his US Open first-round win over American Steve Johnson. The tennis firebrand was asked what he thought about being fined a record over $150,000 for his spectacular meltdown in Cincinnati this month. He merely replied that the ATP is pretty corrupt anyway. And before we cross to Mad Wednesday with Anna and Dean, no, not that Anna and Dean, it's getting madder by the minute. Let's have a look at Melbourne's weather tonight. Showers easing, overnight low of 6. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, top of 13. Friday, morning frost and sunny, top of 16. Saturday, sunny, 18. Sunday, shower or two developing and 18. Currently 9 in the CBD with a few damp spots. In sunshine, where it's not shining, it's 8.
Oh, you know, I forgot about the Verfies, so yes, that's another Anna and Dean, the Tour Anna Drive Show on Monday. It is, with a whole new twist.
We're coming for their crown.
Oh, I'm very here for that. Let's take it all down.
Go for it.
Gary, thank you as well for that explanation of vilification, because I have to explain that every single time I do media law here at Joy, which I'm actually doing tomorrow night. And every time I have a question, I'm just going to take that bit of audio that you just did there and go, no, listen to it again, because people find it so confused.
Concise, such a soothing voice as well.
Oh, that's our Gary. So, Gary, have you got any tips for weddings that you think to make them queerer or shake off tradition?
Lots of confetti and glitter and stuff.
Can you have confetti anymore? I thought birds eat it or rice or something.
I suppose glitter's not that in either.
Glitter would be worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think it's mostly just reinventing everything, because most of it's scripted to be for a man and a woman.
Oh, it's just scripted to be, spend as much money as you can. We want to turn that all around.
Make it as butch or femme as you like.
I would be very femme and butch at the same time. I straddle both words equally.
How bisexual of you?
Oh, well, I try. Let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trains. We'll hear from you again in half an hour, Gary.
Indeed you will. And finally, a Welsh seaside town is planning to install public toilets that will stop sexual activity by spraying amorous occupants with water and sounding an alarm. The new loos in the Welsh town of Porthcawl are also designed to prevent antisocial behaviour, such as vandalism and drug taking. The toilets will have weight-sensitive floors to make sure only one person is using each cubicle at a time. Any violent movement will set off a water jet to soak users, sound an alarm, and automatically open the doors. Currently very damp, 9 degrees in Melbourne town. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, top of 13.
Okay, hang on a second. You're not going anywhere until we get into that a little bit more. So that takes going to a beat to a whole new level. So it's actually going to be like a Suds disco if you stay over the limit. Is that what you're saying?
So, yeah, no,
you'll be sprayed with water, so
where if it's you're over certain weight. But the only way they know it's two people is if you're over a certain weight limit.
But, I mean, there could be a large person in there on their own doing something vigorous.
I feel very attacked.
Two dainty twinks could get away with it.
Busting to go, do you know what I mean? Exactly, yeah. If it's only dealing with weight, so is it time and weight? Look at me getting into the maths of it all. Because I feel like the ones in Australia, like after a certain amount of time, the door just opens.
Yes,
and I've been in scenarios, specifically with the toilet out the front of Joy downstairs, where I haven't been in there that long, but the door's just suddenly freaked and open, and I'm just sitting on the toot.
We have toilets in here.
I had to go, Gary. I will not be attacked in this way. How dare you? Another thing I've got, not just for the toilet humour, but also, so Gary, you've got a green thumb.
Yep.
Remember how I got new plants?
Yes.
So they're all dead. Except for my lemon and lime tree, which is doing okay. Mm. And I don't...
Is that because you piss on them a lot?
Well, possibly.
And guests?
Well, yeah. No, well, hey.
What's he meant to do? Use the toilets out the front of Joy?
Look, I'm being attacked and I'm very here for it. But Someone told me yesterday this is possibly the mistake that I've made. Maybe mm-hmm. it's winter and maybe they look dead and then spring up in spring.
They could be deciduous. It's called deciduous when they lose leaves in winter.
So it could be that. Mm-hmm. I'll bring in pictures.
Or it could be your incompetence.
And I think it's that I'm incompetent. But then someone said to me yesterday, if my spices seed, I've screwed them. What does that mean?
Well, they've grown too much. You should clip them.
You didn't tell me that, Gary. So I'm going to have to go down and
use them. And get three. You grow does herbs, you cut them and use them. I mean, really, hello.
Does it actually ruin it if they grow too much? They lose flavour and...
Well, you can use
the seeds. So what happens if they seed? Do the seeds grow more? This is where I'm confused.
Yeah, no, if they seed, they've grown too high, right? And they won't produce the leaves that you want, like sort of those herbs.
All right.
At least.
So it's safe to say that I've possibly killed every plant I've got except for the lemon and lime tree.
But if they seeded, you can plant the seeds in the soil and they'll grow more.
But wouldn't the seeds just fall out? Wouldn't the seeds already be in the soil?
No.
Where would they be?
They're on the plant. So I got to fall off the plant.
This is why.
Have you tried succulents?
My housemate wants to get a pet, and I can't endorse getting a pet until I can look after a plant.
You can keep a plant alive.
Because if I can't keep a plant alive, I'm certainly not going to keep a dog alive, and he really wants a dog.
A dog
pets
will
tell you what they want.
Yeah, but I have a very messy house, so I may never find the dog is the other factor. If they get lost in my study, I'll never see them
Where
again.
Where are your plants?
On the balcony.
Yeah, which way does your balcony face?
What do you mean?
North, south, east, or west?
I don't know. I'm not a compass.
No, you've got to know these things.
Seriously?
I've got to know if it's facing the sun.
If I'm looking at Smith Street, what's behind me? If I'm looking at Smith Street in Wellington, Western suburbs, Northern suburbs.
I live in Collingwood.
Which one is that?
Collingwood's a little bit north of Melbourne.
I want to point out. If you own a dog, you don't need to know where north is.
I want to be clear. I didn't want the dog. That's my housemate. I just wanted to be able to, in case the apocalypse comes, I've got some basil and some tuna and I'll be fine.
Look, if we're talking apocalypse, the dog might last you longer.
Just go to the Coles and buy it, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think that might be what ends up happening. Thank you, Gary. Let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trains. You're on Mad Wednesdays with the alternative, Anna and Dean. Not the Monday ones, but the Wednesday ones, because Robbie's away sick. It's Dean on Hump Day Madness with Anna Papa Scott.
Having so much fun. I just learning kept on a rolling. Lot.
You're learning a lot. And you're like, if I don't interrupt, Dean, we'll just keep on talking. And I'm very stressed because I have a lot to do in the next week. I leave on Tuesday for Gay Ski Week Australia, where I'll be in drag at Falls Creek and Hotham. And then before that, on Monday night, is the Melbourne Drag Awards. And it's We're at Purple Day on Friday, which means I've got gigs on Saturday in drag as well. And I honestly don't know how to ship my wigs.
Ship your wigs.
Like, take my wigs with me. I'm going to have to put them in boxes. I can't put them in a suitcase. Everything's going to get squashed. I'm not good with this kind of maintenance, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know that.
You've got no idea either.
I've put the wig away. I'm wearing natural hair.
Well, yeah, there's nothing natural about me when I've got a wig on. It's all very firm and it's all very big.
My wig and I had a long battle with each other and I finally flayed the beast. I did not treat my wig well.
Is it crazy for me to take boxes of hair to the snow?
Do you need multiple wigs?
I do.
Maybe get like an inflatable wig or something that you can shrink wrap. Maybe get one of those vacuum bags.
Oh, now I'm going to make... Oh, could you imagine if I could vacuum bag a wig and then just pop it out and it would be fine? I don't think that's how they work. But now, if I do nothing, I'm going to make that a thing that can
happen.
Just
an inflatable wig, like a pool toy for your head. I'll
do with wig, with outfit, and then I'm covered.
Yeah.
Oh, look, all right, problem solved. Thank you, Anna. You're a miracle worker.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.